Well, good morning. I'm walking down my alternative Boo Street. This is the street that I've decided to use when I'm on my way to the train station. This is the link road that goes around the back of Bio City. Strange little thoroughfare, but I actually quite like it. Okay, thing that's preoccupying me this morning on my way to work is much like yesterday, which is identity online. Yesterday's Boo, I talked about personal and professional or business identity and the importance of having an identity specifically for the business so that it remains an entity that you can add to the assets of your business. Today it's about team identity, and this has come about through something that has happened on Facebook to a team that I'm working with at the moment. Facebook groups, I've just had a sort of an update recently, and there's also Facebook pages. And as an owner of a Facebook page or a group, you can add someone to the administration. Now, this is great because you then get a unified administrative front for your viewers, audience, participants, community members, which is great. But the problem is, you lose your own personal identity. So when you make an update to the group or the Facebook page, it publishes with the avatar of the group itself, effectively removing the identity of the person who wrote the post. So if the team members or the administrators want to post and comment at each other, it's very difficult to know who's made that comment unless there's a process in place where you add your initials. And on Facebook pages, generally, that isn't the case. It's often done on Twitter accounts to indicate an individual who's tweeting under a group identity. But this has caused a little bit of... what am I going to say? Disruption, disturbance in the force. Because it means that if there's a little bit of comment or personal comment that needs to be made, if someone's a little bit paranoid in the group, they can think that they don't know who is writing the comment. This is an interesting development in terms of Facebook, because personally, I'm a great believer in personal transparency in social media, and especially the defining of personal, private, professional, business, and having that is the one thing when people say, I need control, that is the one thing that you have mental control over, which is, you know, which account and what voice are you speaking in. The character and the role that you play in each account is controlled by you. Unifying those personalities is a skill in itself. This is something I'm going to have to think about, which is identity for groups and collaborative teams on Facebook. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there is some way of maintaining and posting with your own avatar when you post a group, comment, or whether it is just by default that you end up talking in one unified voice, which is great for your audience, but it's not great when your group is intended for a wider team, because everybody becomes the same faceless avatar. This is the end of this particular Boo Street, which comes out just at the BBC building and the NHS Direct. I'm going to make my way to the train station. On my way down to Equity's head office in St Martin's Lane in central London for an independent theatre arts committee meeting. There's going to be a lot of talking about cuts today, but for specific companies. Thinking about identity, heading off to London.